This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mee. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland ended his testimony after emphatically telling the impeachment inquiry targeting U.S. President Donald Trump that there was a conditional deal withholding military aid to Ukraine unless it opened investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically. AP's Ed Donahue.
Thousands of Iranians joined pro-government rallies in several cities on Wednesday. It comes after Amnesty International said more than 100 protests.
The impeachment inquiry into allegations that President Trump sought to pressure Ukraine was the first topic on the agenda Wednesday night as Democrats competing to be the party's nominee in the 2020 election squared off in their last debate. Senator Bernie Sanders called Mr. Trump perhaps the most corrupt president in modern U.S. history, but cautioned against making opposition to the president the sole focus in the push to defeat the president at the polls. He pointed to economic challenges faced by those who lack health insurance or housing and the existential crisis of climate change, as he said, the government can take both those and investigating Mr. Trump. Candidates still have about 11 weeks before voting begins to definitively decide who will be nominated. Ex-military chief Benny Gantz informed Israeli President Reuven Rivlin on Wednesday that he has failed to form a coalition government, almost guaranteeing Israelis will head to the polls for the third time this year after political deadlock paralyzed the government. The political stalemate began after elections in April and September. Current Premier Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and Gantz's centrist Blue and White party both won approximately the same number of seats to become the largest parties in the legislature. This is VOA News. Syrian forces shelled a displaced person's camp in rebel-held Idlib on Wednesday, killing at least 15 civilians. The missiles set a number of tents on fire. Two missiles fell just outside a maternity hospital and one camp near the border with Turkey. The White Helmet Rescue Group says six children are among the dead. Idlib province in northwestern Syria is the last major section of the country still under rebel control. A Russian brokered truce in August intended to de-escalate the attacks by both sides has just about totally collapsed. Iran's shutdown of domestic internet access as a part of a crackdown on anti-government protests has stretched beyond 4 days, an unprecedented outage that has caused growing harm to the economy there. The London-based internet monitoring group NetBlocks posted a tweet early Thursday in Iran saying that the near-total internet shutdown has surpassed 100 hours since it began late Saturday. Iranian authorities imposed a shutdown to stop opposition activists from communicating and posting online images of nationwide protests that erupted last Friday in response to the government's abrupt 50% increase in the subsidized price of gasoline. The Israeli military says that its warplanes struck dozens of Iranian and Syrian military targets outside the Damascus area Wednesday in retaliation for a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights the day before. But a war monitoring group says new Israeli airstrikes in Syria have killed 11 people. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma with more.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Israeli airstrikes targeted arms depots belonging to Iran's elite Quds force in two Damascus suburbs. The group says strikes also hit an airbase where air defense units are stationed. From the Syria side, the state news agency says its air defenses destroyed most of the missiles before they reached their targets. The Israeli military says the hits follow a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Somalia is one of the world's countries suffering the most from near-constant droughts, heat waves, and floods. Recent flooding in south-central Somalia affected 547,000 people, according to UN estimates, at a time when more than 2 million are food insecure. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.